Welcome to Gardening with Lucy. Composting is something that people want to know about. Maybe you've heard if you're going to do a vegetable garden or a nice flower garden, add compost to your soil. And you say to yourself, well, where do I get this compost? Well, today we're going to talk about how you can get compost in your garden using all the materials that you have right there. And it really isn't hard, because it turns out compost happens. It's just part of nature. If you were to take a pile of leaves and stack them in the corner, they would compost. Little microorganisms get in there. If it gets wet from rain, they get really busy and they digest all that plant material and make compost. Now, that might take a long time. Once my husband and I had a bunch of wood chips that we didn't know what to do with. We threw them over in the corner of our yard. 5 years later, we had wonderful compost. But I'm thinking you probably don't want to wait 5 years. Actually, you could take just 4 to 6 weeks if you worked out a little bit. You could have, if you start out with a 3 foot square amount, you could have some compost in 4 to 6 weeks. So that's what we're going to talk about today. And I want to tell you the recipe. See, compost is a lot like cooking. You know, in cooking, you have a recipe and you're supposed to put certain amounts of this and certain amounts of that. It's exactly what it is with compost. So it turns out that the 3 ingredients for compost that you manage are the organic matter, which we call browns or greens, and the water. And the third thing is microorganisms, but you don't have to worry about that. So we're just going to today talk about the organic matter, the browns and the greens, and the watering, and how you can make some compost to build up the soil in your garden. Okay, so first let's talk about the browns. Browns are what we call carbon, and they are anything kind of dry. So for instance, we have these dried leaves. So I saved all my dry leaves, and actually, if you look at them, they're already kind of decomposing from the rains this winter. And I just save them so that I can add them later to my greens, if I don't have enough greens. You can use, this looks like some pine needles. See how nice and brown they are? And look at this grass that's become brown. It's dry now, it's not moist. You can use straw. Hey, you can use cardboard, you can use newspaper, anything that's dry, that's going to provide the carbon. Now let's talk about the greens. The greens can come from whatever is moist in your garden, wet, more wet and green. So like this is some broccoli I had in my garden, and I didn't want it anymore because it's getting into the warm season and broccoli doesn't do as well, so I said, okay. Let's have this be some compost. You could use the green grass that you cut from your lawn. But a caveat in that is you don't want to use it for your vegetable garden compost if you've put any kind of chemicals on your lawn. So if you use chemicals on your lawn, you'll have to not use it for your compost. But if you haven't, then you can use the green grass. You can use any green parts of the plant. Anything green you can find in your garden. Now, some things that you get that are green are a little bit big. And one thing about the compost is it goes faster if it's small. They say the ideal size is 1 inch to 1/2 inch. Well, I'll tell you the truth, that's a lot of work. And I actually don't want to stand around clipping, where's my clippers, some plant so that it's 1/2 inch big for the rest of my life. Okay, that takes a long time. So I have an idea for you to make this go a little faster. You take your green plant. This is an old chard that is past its prime. It's gone to seed. And I say to myself, I'm ready for it to become part of my compost. All right, so I take my flathead shovel and I just chop it. And I have it close to the soil, as you see, and it's chopping it up pretty good. It's not going to be 1/2 inch or 1 inch, but hey, it's way better than if I just threw this in the compost. So on the thicker parts, I'm going about chopping it a little bit harder. It takes a little bit more effort, but hey, a lot better than standing around with my clippers. Now in the end, you're probably going to have a piece that's pretty big and rooty. Now, in actuality, you could compost this, but it'd take a long time. I don't want to fool around with it. So this is the part that I throw in the trash. What's left is still a lot of very nicely chopped up green matter. So there you go. I've also heard of people who will spread their green material on the ground and take their lawnmower over it and just mow it all up. So that's another way to do it quickly and easily. The point is that when you chop it up, you enable the microorganisms to get in a little bit better, faster. And remember, we're trying to speed up Mother Nature's process. We know Mother Nature makes compost happen no matter what. We're just trying to do it faster so that we can get our compost sooner. So what you're going to do is use half browns, half greens, and some water, and the little microorganisms, they're going to do their job. So let's go over here and I'll show you how to do some of the layering. All right, now we're ready for the fun part. We get to actually put our browns and greens together. But before we do that, I wanted to mention something about weeds. You know, it says in the literature that you can put weeds in, but they have one caveat. You don't want to put weeds in that have seeds on them. For instance, this euphorbia, that's a low growing weed, if you put that in, you're going to get hundreds of euphorbia seeds. So they probably, or they won't necessarily get killed in the process. So you want to make sure you don't ever put that in. So all euphorbia is not in. This sow thistle does not have its seed on it yet, so it's okay to put in. No problems. But if you notice that something has seeds, like this weed here is developing its seeds, you know, I would cut the seeds off or I wouldn't just put it in. I don't like to take a chance because you don't always know if it's going to get hot enough. Because one of the things that the compost does is it heats up. All little mycorrhizas are growing and eating, and that creates a lot of heat. And that kills a lot of the bad things in the compost. But there's no guarantee that you've got it hot enough to kill weed seeds. So personally, I don't put anything in that I think might have a weed seed on it. Another thing you want to watch for is don't put any diseased plants in. If you have something that died of some disease, you may be introducing that into your compost. So I throw that away in my green trash can. I don't put it in my compost. I don't want to take a chance that I'm introducing a fungus or a disease into all the compost that I'm going to be putting on everything. So that's a caveat there. Also, you can put your household waste in. For instance, if you're making salad or something and you have parts that you don't use, put it in a bowl and bring it out to the compost. You can put banana peels, you can put eggshells. Anything that's not cooked is great for the compost. But you want to avoid things like meat, any human waste, any meat-eating animal waste. Those things don't belong in the compost, but you could use steer manure or rabbit manure or chicken manure to help build up your compost. That would be okay. All right, so let's start with our layering. So making a compost is a lot like making a lasagna. You have layers and layers and layers. We're going to layer the brown and the green, and as I said before, we're going to do half and half. So first I'm going to throw in my weed that's okay to throw in, and then I'm going to take my chopped up green materials. If I had my household materials, I'd bring it in and I stick it in there. And you're going to want to put a nice little layer on, a couple inches deep is good. And now this is really important because it takes water too. So it's good to have near your compost pile a watering a hose that you can water with. And now we're not going to soak this. No, no, no. We're not soaking it. What we want to do is we want to spray it with some water so that it would be like a wet sponge that's been squeezed out wet. Because if you get it too wet, you're inviting a whole lot of bad microbes in. Who knew? In the microbe world, there's anaerobic and aerobic. We like aerobic microbes because they're making the materials compost down and they don't make any smell. But if you put too much water on, that invites the anaerobic ones to come. And you can tell if you have too wet of a pile because your compost pile will have a very bad odor to it. So next we're going to add our browns on top. And I suppose it doesn't really matter if you do green first or brown first, just so long as you do the layering. And the layering should be at about the same amount. All right. So now we're going to put a little bit more water on. And then if I were going to finish this today, I would put another layer of green with some water, another layer of brown with some water, all the way up to the top. Now, I would put a lid on top, and that helps hold in the moisture and helps the action. And so now you have a choice. If you want your compost to come in just a couple of weeks, you could come out here every day and do kind of a little workout where you would take apart your bin and you would throw the top layer down, make sure it was wet enough, then take the next layer down, stir it all up, and put this on the bottom here. We would put this on the bottom. I love these because they're so easy for someone to do, very lightweight. You take this in and put it in, make sure it's wet enough, and you build this all back up to this point. Then you would come out tomorrow and you would switch it over to the other side. Then the next day, back and forth. If you were to do this every day for 2 weeks, you would probably break it down enough for it to be compost, 2 to 3 weeks. Now, if you only came out here every 3 to 7 days, it might take 3 to 4 weeks. And if you only came out here once a month, it might take a couple months. So it's really up to you. If you want to speed up the process of composting and you come out here, you're going to get compost much faster. All right. So let's go on and see what a nice load of compost looks like once all the microbes have done their job. Now we get to reap the benefits of all our hard work. We've taken the browns and the greens, we've thrown some water in, the little microorganisms have done their job, and now we have some beautiful compost here. As you will notice, it's a lot lower now than when it started. It was this tall when we started, and now the microbes ate it all up, and this is what we got left. So something that you can do that's very helpful is to strain your compost. It turns out not everybody chops up their compost that much, so you may need to strain it like this. This is a commercial strainer that you can get, and see how it takes out all the big pieces? That's really great. So you can actually go over here and throw them in there as brown. So what we have here is some beautiful composted material that you could actually plant something in. All right, so now it's time to use our compost in the garden. So we talked about using the compost in the soil, but you can also put it on top of the plants, and it's going to release the nutrients down into your plant roots. So, for instance, on this little tomato, I can add a layer of the compost and all the nutrients that were in it, the nitrogen, the carbon, phosphorus, all that is broken down into a form that it can be released into the plant. And what's really good about organic ways of mulching like this, it's going to add them at a slow rate. So you will have to use less fertilizer because you're putting an organic mulch on your plant. You can put this all over your garden and feed your plants. Well, that's it for today. I hope that you learned something about composting, how important it is in your garden, and how really easy it is to do. Thanks for joining me today, and I hope you'll join us again for Gardening with Lucy.